We are continuing with hearing from this book that is endlessly glorious, filled with conclusions. Yesterday we have heard how Gopakumar received this 10-syllable Gopal mantra from his Gurudev, and that following instructions of his Gurudev, he has chanted the mantra along with Dhyan, meditating upon it. His Gurudev has instructed him that whatever desire appears in his mind would get fulfilled as a result of chanting this mantra. His guru told him, "Hey Gopakumar, as you will be chanting this mantra, whatever desire appears in your mind, it will get fulfilled." Gopakumar was an ordinary cowherd boy. He was herding cows. He was born at Govardhan. What is impossible by the mercy of Sadhu? By the mercy of Guru? Very easily. Even that is not possible to achieve by a strict sadhana, it is achievable simply by the mercy of a guru. Very easily it is achievable. Srimad Bhagavatam, quoting Padma Purana, is saying, that there is no difference between guru and sadhu. There is no difference at all. Scriptures are saying sadhu, shastra, and guru's words. First it says sadhu, saints. Then it says Srimad Bhagavatam and other shastras means sadhu, then shastra, scriptures. And then it says sadhu, shastra, and guru's words. Guru is put at the third place in these words. If everything would be gained only by guru, why would he be put at the third place? Shastra, the scriptures, are put in between. As Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami said, that conclusions should be made according to the middle point. A real sadhu is speaking only that what's coming from shastra, from the scriptures. Also, guru. Guru is speaking only that comes from shastra, from scriptures. So the shastra, the scriptures, are kept in the middle. Whatever guru speaks, whatever sadhu speaks, should be coming from scriptures. Otherwise, their words wouldn't carry any weight, any meaning, any importance. So, there is no difference between sadhu and guru. The way we respect guru, we should respect the other sadhus as well. If someone is going through their life, through their spiritual life, by following instructions of Guru and Sadhu that are not greedy, that are real sadhus, they will gain everything. The shloka is saying that Vaikuntha is very rarely achieved by yogis. If someone gains the mercy of Guru and Sadhu, even the rarely achieved Vaikuntha would be very easily achieved by their mercy. Gop Kumar has received the 10-syllable Madan Gopal mantra from his guru, and he has become a king. Yesterday we have heard about it. Although becoming a king, his mind was not peaceful. Some doubts had appeared in his mind, specifically regarding prasadam and considering if prasadam can be contaminated by anyone's touch. Saints have instructed Gop Kumar that if he doesn't want to see any fault in prasadam, meaning that prasadam can't be contaminated by anyone's touch, you should go to Sri Jagannath Kshetra. You will like the atmosphere there, because there prasadam is served without considering that it can ever get contaminated by anyone's touch. Instantly, Gop Kumar went to Sri Jagannath Kshetra, Sri Jagannath Puri Dham. He went to Jagannath Puri Dham with blissful mind. Gop Kumar is very simple. Earlier, some days ago, we have explained that those who have simple mind, who are simple, sincere, they can reach the Lord. If someone is very knowledgeable in Shastras, chants lots of japa, but they are cheaters in their hearts. Give aside reaching the Lord. They won't gain even other things for which they are endeavoring in their lives. Gop Kumar was very simple. He would never consider the form of the Lord, the deity of the Lord, to be only a statue or stone. As this verse is saying, that the deity, the form of the Lord, Vigraha, is not a statue only. It is Vrajendra Nandan Shri Krishna himself personified. If we would consider the deity of the Lord to be the statue only, it would be great offense. So Gop Kumar reached Sri Jagannath Puri Dham, the temple of Lord Jagannath Daru Brahman, the Lord in wooden form. There he had the darshan of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balaram, and Subhadra Devi. He has offered obeisances from far away, from Garuda Stamba, Garuda's pillar, from which also Sriman Gauranga Mahaprabhu took the darshan of Lord Jagannath, and where his footprints are until these days, until today. having the darshan of Daru Brahman, the Lord in wooden form, Lord Jagannath, Lord Balaram, and Subhadra Devi, he was immersed in Bhava's transcendental loving feelings. And he started crying loudly. He was completely absorbed in the darshan of Lord Jagannath, Balaram, and Subhadra Devi from far away from Garuda Stamba, crying loudly. He couldn't see Lord Jagannath properly because profuse tears were coming from his eyes. So he couldn't see Lord Jagannath clearly. Running from Garuda Stamba, he reached Lord Jagannath in Bhava, in transcendental loving feelings. But the Pandas have stopped him. Gop Kumar was very shy that in such overwhelmed mood he actually ran towards Lord Jagannath and he desired to embrace him. And he was considering. It all happened according to Lord Jagannath's desire. We heard of so many instances of devotees, different poets, also being absorbed in their internal moods, loving moods to Lord Jagannath. They ran to embrace him, but the Pandas have stopped them. Pandas, the servants of Lord Jagannath, are there until these days, guarding Lord Jagannath. So in this way, in complete bliss, Gop Kumar spent lots of time in Shri Jagannath Kshetra, Shri Jagannath Puri Dham, in a great, great bliss. Incredibly great bliss. And with the time, a further desire appeared in his mind. He was chanting Gopal Mantra along with Dhyan, as his Gurudev has instructed him. The holy name should be chanted along with remembrance. Remembrance of Lord Shri Krishna. If we chant the holy name, but we are thinking about something else, we won't gain a complete benefit of the holy name chanting like that. It is that by only Namabhas, the shadow of the holy name, we can gain mukti or salvation. But in actuality, the complete benefit of the holy name would be gained while chanting along with dhyan, meditation or smaran, remembrance of the Lord. Gop Kumar was daily chanting Gopal Mantra along with meditation, with remembrance. A desire has appeared in his mind that if he would become a king of Shri Jagannath Puri, Dham, that he would be able to serve Lord Jagannath personally. At that time, the eldest son of the king of Sri Jagannath Kshetra Dham, has become a sadhu, a saint. And at the time when the king died, when the king left his body, Lord Jagannath has instructed the king's ministers in their dreams that he desires that Gop Kumar, who is residing in Jagannath Kshetra Dham, would become a next king. So in this way, Gop Kumar, who was a cowherd boy, has now become a king of Jagannath Puri Dham. And further on, absorbed completely in his mind and heart, with such heartfelt dedication, he was serving Lord Jagannath. Service should be done in such a way, with minds and hearts' desire, complete absorption and dedication. If seva is done because one has to do it, that's not real service. Service means being completely dedicated in mind and heart, desiring heartily to do the service. After some time, Gop Kumar has decided to leave the post of a king. So the younger sons of a king have been further taking the duties of ruling the kingdom. Gop Kumar, still remaining in Jagannath Puri Dham, has with the time felt that his mind was not peaceful anymore. He was missing Vrindavan Dham. Missing Sri Vrindavan Dham, missing Yamuna Devi, he would go to the ocean, considering the ocean of Jagannath Puri to be Yamuna Devi. When he was remembering and missing Govardhan Mountain, he would have darshan of the high peaks of Niladri Mountain of Jagannath Puri Dham. And in this way, he was considering it to be Sri Govardhan Mountain. When he was missing the forests of Sri Vrindavan Dham, he would go into the jungles of Sri Jagannath Puri Dham. Earlier, there were so many forests, everywhere, in all four directions of Sri Jagannath Puri Dham. Going into the jungles of Jagannath Puri Dham, Gop Kumar would consider, oh, these are the forests of Sri Vrindavan Dham. After receiving diksha of his guru, Gop Kumar haven't seen his Gurudev anymore. Gop Kumar is narrating all this story of his life to whom? To Mapuri Brahman. So he was further narrating that as he was having the darshan of Sri Jagannath, Balaram and Subhadra Devi, at one occasion he has seen that his Gurudev is there offering obeisances to Lord Jagannath, Balaram and Subhadra Devi as well. As Gop Kumar was crying, he was not seeing clearly. When he cleared his eyes, he didn't see his Gurudev anymore. His Gurudev disappeared again. Gop Kumar continued narrating that missing his Gurudev, feeling separation from him, on another occasion he gained the darshan of his Gurudev at the banks of the ocean of Jagannath Puri Dham. Gop Kumar immediately offered prostrated obeisances to his Gurudev. And his Gurudev has blessed him. He told, O my son, O Gop Kumar, I've given you Gopal mantra and instructed you to chant it along with Yan. And as a result of it, all of your desires are getting fulfilled. Again, instantly, Sri Gurudev disappeared from there. In this way, Gop Kumar continued chanting the mantra that his Gurudev has given to him along with Yan, as per Sri Gurudev's instructions. Srila Rupa Goswami Pad described in his Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. He explains there are three kinds of devotees: Kanishta, Madhyama, and Uttama, beginner devotee, the medium stage, and the topmost devotee. The beginner devotee whose mind is not steady may receive a certain mantra, but then he may continue chanting some other mantra, and in that way chanting varieties of the mantras of different devatas. So that is not an example of fixed mind. A mind of such a devotee is unsteady. Gop Kumar, who also starting experiencing such a further desires that his mind was not completely satisfied and further mind desires have appeared, he was in a similar mood. His mind was not steady.
představovat tedy rádné špatná vyskoc.
In a dream during the night, Sri Jagannath has instructed Gop Kumar. He says, "Oh my dear Gop Kumar, your mind is unsteady, flickering. You should give up that flickering and unsteady mood of your mind. Lord Jagannath told that Mathura is my birthplace. When Mathura is mentioned, it means Shivraja Dham as well. So Lord Jagannath told, this Mathura Dham is very dear to me, but this Shikshetra Jagannath Puri Dham is very dear to me as well. My dear Gop Kumar, you can go wherever you wish. Both Shri Vrindavan Dham and Shri Jagannath Puri Dham are very dear to me. The glories of both Dhammas are great. They are not different. So if you wish to go back to Shivraja Dham, you can go. In the morning, Gop Kumar started his journey to Vraja Dham. Step by step, he has reached Mathura Dham, Vishangat, and then further on, he reached Govardhan, Radhakund, Vrindavan. He has reached Keshigat. Reaching Keshigat, he was thinking, now my mind is peaceful. But after some time again, he was experiencing that his mind is not peaceful anymore. He was considering, there in Shri Jagannath Puri Dham, I could daily have the darshan of Lord Jagannath. And here in Shri Vraja Dham, I'm not getting the darshan of the Lord daily. In this way, wandering through Shri Vraja Dham, Gop Kumar was eager for the darshan of Madan Gopal. Srila Sanatana Goswami, throughout Brihad Bhagavatamrita, he is taking the name of Madan Gopal. So Gop Kumar was considering like that. In Shri Jagannath Puri Dham, I could have Lord Jagannath's darshan every day. And here in Shri Vraja Dham, I'm not able to gain the darshan of my Lord daily. So considering like this, Gop Kumar thought, I will go back to Jagannath Puri Dham. So, in this way, his mind was unsteady. In this way, Being in Jagannath Kshetra Dham, then again at the banks of Mother Ganga, Gop Kumar has met sadhus that were describing one very special area, one very special abode. He has heard, Gop Kumar, from these sadhus about glories of Svargaloka. Hearing the glories of Svargaloka, Gop Kumar was considering that he shouldn't go back to Shri Jagannath Puri Dham. There, from the banks of Mother Ganga, he was considering he should go directly to Svargaloka. In this way, Gop Kumar, being a beginner devotee, Kanishta, his mind was constantly flickering. If someone is fixed in remembrance of Lord Shri Krishna, then there is no need for such a person to wander here and there, even to visit different tirthas, holy places. If someone takes shelter, surrenders himself completely at the lotus feet of Sri Govinda, such a devotee doesn't need to go anywhere else. There is nothing greater than taking shelter of the Dham, of the holy place. But even if someone is sitting in a hell, but is able to take shelter of the lotus feet, to grasp the lotus feet of Lord Govinda, then there is nothing greater for such a devotee. He doesn't need to go anywhere else. But even if someone is in the Dham, in the holy Dham, holy place, but is not thinking about the Lord, not taking shelter of the Lord completely, but thinking of something else, some other place, then that person is not getting a complete benefit of residing in the holy place. So service of the Lord should be done with complete absorption, chanting the holy name, worshiping the Lord, doing kirtan with complete absorption of mind and heart, complete dedication. Gop Kumar was Kanishta devotee, a beginner devotee, and thus he didn't gain complete mercy of Lord Shri Krishna. Being that his mind was flickering, he was starting thinking about Svargaloka, desiring to go to Svargaloka. If someone's mind is pure, when person, a devotee, chants the mantra, immediately the result of mind's desires will be gained.
Jiva, Narasai, Ji, Ipyuki, Dai.
If person is not focused, then the goal can't be gained. As this shloka of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita says, if a person is serving the desires of their tongue, of their genitals and belly, if a person is wandering here and there just to satisfy the tongue, the genitals and belly, such a person won't ever be able to reach, to gain the Lord Shri Krishna. So these habits of eating, etc., should be pure. If someone is not pure in their habits of eating, etc., they won't be able to purely be absorbed and to gain the best results of their mind's absorptions. As this shloka is saying, that the person that is subservient to the desires of tongue, genitals, and belly is not able to gain the Lord Shri Krishna. What a wonderful language, very simple language of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, but filled with meanings. Very knowledgeable devotees are in actuality able to understand Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, that although speaking in a very simple Bengali language delivers the greatest conclusions of all the shastras, all the scriptures. The path of devotional service is not that simple as it seems, as our great grand Gurudev, Shri Manohar Das Goswami Babaji Maharaj, Siddha Shri Manohar Das Babaji Maharaj, was saying that the path of devotional service is not as simple as taking the skin off of a ripe banana and simply eating it. It's not so simple. Here, example is given also of some specially constructed instrument or traditional construction that Mataji's ladies are using in the kitchen, a few sticks being tied together, and they are keeping tight in that way. As giving example how the sadhana of bhakti is very complex. There are different items, topics that should be considered, should be followed, that sadhana keep intact. That it's not just some automatic, simple process, as example given by Shri Siddha Manohar Das Goswami Babaji Maharaj of just opening ripe banana and eating it. Gop Kumar, in this dedicated way, he was chanting the mantra that his guru has given to him along with Dhyan. So in this way, one day, a Viman, the heavenly carrier, heavenly airplane, decorated with flowers, has come down. And it has taken Gop Kumar to Svargaloka, to heavenly planets. Gop Kumar entered the Viman and he has reached the heavenly planets, where the form of Lord Vamandev was worshipped. Indra, the king of heavenly planets, was worshipping Lord Vamanadev. As Gop Kumar approached, immediately Lord Vamanadev has called him. Hey Gop Kumar, come to me, I'm waiting for you. Hearing Lord Vamanadev calling Gop Kumar in this way, devatas that were there, they brought Gop Kumar close to Lord Vamanadev. Gop Kumar was offering obeisances and Lord Vamanadev has called him, come, no need to offer obeisances to me, you're very dear to me, come. In this way, Lord Vamanadev himself, he brought Gop Kumar and he gave him a seat close to him. Everyone was amazed how this boy has reached heavenly planets and the darshan of Lord Vamanadev. So Lord Vamanadev was very affectionate towards Gop Kumar. Gop Kumar was immersed in bliss. He was so blissful that Srila Sanatan Goswami gives lots of descriptions about it, about the darshan of Lord Vamanadev. So the devatas, he served prasadam to Gop Kumar and gave him residence in one nicely decorated garden nearby. And in this way, Gop Kumar was daily having the darshan of Lord Vamanadev, his mind filled with bliss. He was experiencing Atmaram, complete self-satisfaction of his mind, heart, his soul. What did he like the most there in heavenly planets? He has liked it that he could be close to Shivamanadev, to Lord Vamanadev. Srila Sanatana Goswami describes that Gop Kumar, he didn't have interest in enjoying the opulence of heavenly planets. His greatest bliss was that he can have the darshan of Lord Vishnu, Lord Vamanadev. At Svargaloka, at heavenly planets, there is not old age, disease, but still there are some faults there. Being so close to the Lord, Gop Kumar didn't consider, didn't even experience any faults of heavenly planets. But with the time, visiting different places, he could witness that there is no peace even there in Svargaloka, heavenly planets. He understood that when all the benefits, the credit to reside in heavenly planets is exhausted, then one needs to go back to hellish planets. Although witnessing all of these faults of heavenly planets, understanding that heavenly planets have faults as well, Gop Kumar still remained blissful there because he could be close to Lord Vamanadev. He could have darshan of Lord Vamanadev. And further on, the desires appeared in his heart that if he could become Indradev, the king of heavenly planets himself, he would be able to serve Lord Vamanadev, Lord Vishnu, personally. So he was considering, would it be possible to become Indra even? His guru has told him, "Hey Gop Kumar, by chanting this mantra properly, all the desires of your mind will be fulfilled." So in this way, Gop Kumar, sitting in the gardens of heavenly planets of Svargaloka, he would daily chant Gopal mantra that his guru has given to him. He was chanting the mantra for a long time.
Некоторые
So in some time, Gop Kumar could witness that Indradev has run away by Lord's desire, such a situation has arisen, that Indradev, he ran away. There was some situation related to the wives of rishis residing there in heavenly planets, Svargaloka. So as a result of it, Indradev has run away. And in this way, further on, Gop Kumar, who was a cowherd boy, who became king 2 times, has now received the post of Indradev. There in Svargaloka, Indradev is doing worship, being assisted by so many rishis. In this way, the worship of Lord Vishnu, Lord Vamana Dev, is done. In this way, daily Gop Kumar was worshipping Lord Vishnu with a blissful mind. So what is the result of chanting mantra? If a mind is pure and focused, instantly the mind's desires will be fulfilled. If the state of mind is proper, instantly the result of chanting the mantra will be gained. The mind's desires will get fulfilled instantly. There is a narration about Katvanga Maharaj, very famous and powerful king of the earthly planets. This king was very powerful and he could fight even the demons, the asuras. He could conquer them. Because of that, Indra and the devatas were very pleased with him. And they asked him to ask for certain blessing from them. They wished to bless him for his deeds, being a victory warrior in his battles with asuras, demons. That were actually threatening even the higher planets. But Katvanga Maharaj was able to conquer them. So Katvanga Maharaj asked for the boon to get to know for how long more he would remain alive. Heavenly planets, are not the proper place to worship the Lord. There is so much of enjoyment there, so much opulence to be enjoyed in the heavenly planets, that it's not easily possible to focus the mind on worshipping the lotus feet of Lord Govinda. When Katvanga Maharaj got the answer of Indradev and Devatas that he has only very few moments of his life remaining, he immediately focused his mind on worship of the Lord. He didn't desire the benefit of residing on heavenly planets. Instantly, he focused his mind on the Lord and gained perfection. So, his example is there to show that it's very important to focus the mind. Importance of focusing the mind, having the pure mind and focusing it completely on the Lord is very essential. Shastra is saying one and the same thing again and again, that the japa should be done along with smaran, remembrance, along with dhyan, meditation. That following the rule of chanting, or the vow of chanting the holy name a certain number of rounds, the certain number of holy name, Sankhya Purvak, as our Goswamis are glorified in Goswami Ashtakam, that is proper. But even more essential than number of the rounds is the focus during chanting the holy name. Even a few names with a great focus on the Lord is having the more benefit. Chanting the holy name along with meditating upon the Lord. So many examples are there, instructions given by Goswamis and our Sriman Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Sriman Chaitanya Dev, he is example himself. Remembering Govinda, thinking of him. There is such a power in it. It is very easy to please the Lord simply by hearing his katha. So the importance of chanting the holy name along with meditation in whatever form, remembering the Lord, his form, from his peacock feather down to his lotus feet, or remembering his pastimes, chanting the holy name and remembering that at this time Lord Shri Krishna is herding cows along with Balaram and cowherd boys, that he's coming back from herding of the cows. Then how Yashoda Maya is offering arati, offering him meal, etc. So there are varieties of the way to do dhyan, meditation, smaran, remembrance, chintan, remembrance and meditation of the Lord. Even if someone doesn't chant the holy name, but is able to remember the Lord, he will gain the Lord. He will gain the greatest benefit. So, as further is mentioned, that hearing Krishna Katha is very pleasing to the Lord, and it has the great benefit. Great saints are examples. earlier on in their lives, they were also persons living with their families, with their friends, husband, wife, children, parents. But they were hearing Krishna Katha and gradually developed the mood of renunciation. They've left everyone. They've dedicated to devotional service. Example given of a bird. Giving up everything. So these are examples of saints who, by the blessing of the Lord, when hearing his katha, were able to surrender to him completely, that there is such a power in hearing Krishna katha. There is no end of the glories of the Lord and his katha. Then in this way, the great devotees were able to give up everything. And with considering neti, neti, not that, not that, focusing solely on the Lord. So we are hearing how Gop Kumar has reached heavenly planet Svargaloka and worship of Lord Vishnu, Lord Vamanadev there, becoming Indra himself. We are going to continue hearing these narrations tomorrow again. And today we are putting our katha to rest.
Premande Hari Hari Va Sri Sri Giriraj Maharaj Ki Jai Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana Ki Jai Sri Vedavyas Bhagavan Ki Jai Sri Sri Brihat Bhagavata Mritu Ki Jai Srila Sanatana Goswami Prabhupada Ki Jai Apan Apan Sri Guru Maharaj Ki Jai Samagato Bhakta Mandali Ki Jai Aajke Ananda Ki Jai 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 Sri Radhe Krishna Nitai Gaur Hari